We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs as we continue on here on this 20th of February, 2010. Well, the Associated Press is reporting that the Air Force has now decertified nuclear warheads unit, its nuclear warheads unit in New Mexico. The Air Force says it has decertified a unit responsible for maintaining an estimated 2,000 nuclear warheads at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico, but top military officials won't discuss the decision. Decertification means squadron members cannot perform their usual duties with nuclear weapons. Air Force officials won't specify what that means. Ron Fry, a spokesman for the Air Force Material Command in Ohio, says the 898th Munition Squadron will be reinspected and could be recertified by June. Until then, it says qualified individuals from Air Force units based elsewhere will monitor nuclear weapons stored at the New Mexico base. Anyway, I don't know really what to make of that. We know back, you know, this reminds me, though, ladies and gentlemen, of the situation that we had with the missing nuclear weapon that, you know, we had six nuclear warheads fly across this country. A few years ago, it was 2007 or 2008. I'm not quite sure what the year. It was very recently, anyway, where they had six put up aboard a B-52, put in launch position. They were put on the wings and they were flown from Barksdale Air Force Base to Minot, and. My understanding is that one came up missing during the flight at some point. It didn't fall off. I guess from reading all of the accounts, six were loaded and five were on board at the landing. So we still have a missing nuke as far as I can tell. Where did it go? Just like where did the ammonium nitrate go that supposedly came up missing prior to the 2010 Olympics that are going on now? You know, we got no shortage of circumstances today that can cause a Hegelian scenario. And certainly with the global economic conditions that are going on right now, we see from global research, White House projects long-term mass unemployment. Democrats prepare for paltry jobs bill. What is the jobs bill going to do? Spend us more further into debt, folks, spending more further into poverty. We'll cover some of the financial information here in just a moment. As we take another break, because China, communist China, is heading for the hills now. They're dumping U.S. Treasury bonds and T-bills. Lots of inflation coming in the coming days. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
When shadows fall, he'll close his eyes to hear the clocks unwind, powerless to leash the hands of time. Kingdoms fall, the earth revolves, the rain will come this spring, and nothing he could say.
Seven wonders crawled the man, knowing six are gone, and how the great illusion lingers on.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Wicks as we continue on here. I mentioned before the break that Money and Markets is reported on White House projects long-term mass unemployment. Now, keep in mind, listeners, we're told that the unemployment rate is at or just below 10% and has been for a long time. We just lost, and we reported a couple of weeks ago, we lost 8.4 million jobs in this country in just a little more than 2 years, the last couple of years, since the quote-unquote recession started. And now we're just at just a little below 10%. So these unemployment statistics really mean nothing. These percentages anyway, because they don't include all of the people that are currently unemployed. Anyway, global research says the White House Council of Economic Advisors released its economic report to the president on Thursday outlining the administration's economic projections and policies. The report shows that the White House is expecting mass unemployment to continue for years, with only minor decreases from the current rate of nearly 10% through 2012. According to the report, the official unemployment rate, which does not include those who have given up looking for work, in other words, they've fallen off the rolls, the unemployment rolls, it will remain at 10% this year, slightly higher than its current 9.7%. In 2011, it is expected to fall to 9.2%, and in 2012 to 8.2%. Official unemployment is not expected to fall below 6% until 2015 and will remain above 5% through 2020. Okay, this is the White House, their estimates of unemployment. And ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing that's going to bring these jobs back. And once again, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but as long as we have these international trade agreements which eliminate our tariffs so that multinational corporations are not penalized for going and outsourcing to other countries, utilizing slave labor, then importing their products and services back into this country for the consumption of the American people. They need to be penalized through tariffs. And this is the very thing that we need to have go on. We need to abandon the World Trade Organization. We need to abandon these international trade agreements, which put our country at a strategic disadvantage. That's the only thing that's going to cause these jobs to come back to this country, ladies and gentlemen. The projections, they say, are in fact optimistic. These are optimistic projections. They are based on an assumption that the real GDP will grow by 3% this year. This compares, and 4.3% in 2011. Now, this compares to real GDP growth of negative 1.9% in 2008 and negative 0.5% in 2009. The administration notes in a side comment that the high unemployment will keep wages low, stating traditionally that large amount of slack would be expected to put substantial downward pressure on wage and price inflation. Okay, now Mike Larson of Money and Markets talks a lot about how bad the situation has become with regard to the United States and its selling of American debt to foreign investors in foreign countries, because this is really the only way that America has continued to exist without a complete and ultimate economic collapse, ladies and gentlemen, is exporting our inflation. That's our biggest export today, is our inflation around the world to be bought up by other countries. He says, every few weeks, Uncle Sam floods the bond markets with a deluge of new long-term notes and bonds. The government has no choice. It's running massive budget deficits with tax revenues failing to cover expenses, and it has to borrow to make up the difference. Historically, the Treasury Department hasn't had any trouble finding buyers for its bonds. It could always count on loyal foreign and domestic bidders to show up at its debt auctions. But times are a-changing. Just a few days ago, Treasury tried to auction off $25 billion in 10-year notes and $16 billion in 30-year bonds. Investors failed to step up to the plate in either auction, a bright red warning sign for bonds if I've ever seen one. With the 10-year auction, only 33.2% of the notes sold went to so-called indirect bidders, a group that includes key debt buyers like foreign central banks. That indirect share was well above the 39.3% average for the last 10 auctions, a sign that foreign buyers are no longer buying aggressively. Not only that, but the auction's bid to cover ratio fell to 2.67% from 3. That's the bid to cover ratio at the last sale. The indicator measures the dollar volume of bids against the dollar volume of treasuries being sold. The lower the number, the less aggressive bidders are being. Finally, the Treasury had to sell the notes at a yield of 3.692%. That was higher than 3.68%. I'm hoping I'm not losing you in all these numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But in other words, they had to boost up the amount that they were going to pay the return on the investment. Translation, Uncle Sam had to pay up to get buyers to open their wallets. As for the 30-year bond sale, Treasury had to pay a yield of 4.72%, more than the 4.687% estimate of an analyst. The bid-to-cover ratio was just 2.36, compared with an average over the last 10 auctions of 2.48. And indirect bidders took down just 28.5% of the bonds sold. 28.5% of the bonds sold, compared to a 10-auction average of 43.2%. There is simply no way to sugarcoat these results, he says. They stink. And the lousy debt auction results aren't the only cause for alarm. Foreign creditors own roughly 60% of all of our marketable debt outstanding. That means we're in hock to the rest of the world like never before in history. The biggest buyers of our bonds are countries like China, Japan, Russia, and the OPEC bloc of the Middle Eastern nations. And now we're seeing signs that they're fed up and starting to head for the hills. Take China. It's been our largest foreign creditor for a long time, but a not-so-funny thing happened in December. It dumped more treasuries than in any month since the government started tracking in 2000. Specifically, China sold a net $34.2 billion in treasuries that left it with just $755.4 billion. Am I surprised? Not in the least. I said last September that we couldn't count on foreigners to bail us out forever. And in August, I warned the currency reserve diversification by countries like China will ultimately lead to a lower bond demand and higher long-term interest rates. Now, as I said at the outset, falling bond demand is no longer in the realm of theoretical. It's happening right before our eyes. And yet, our political leaders are still refusing to tackle the problems that brought us into the edge of the abyss. The New York Times summed it all up with a story on Wednesday headlined, "Party Gridlock in Washington Feeds New Fear of a Debt Crisis." As the story notes, quote, "After decades of warnings that budgetary profligacy, escalating health care costs, and an aging population would lead to a day of fiscal reckoning, economists and the nation's foreign creditors say the moment is approaching faster than expected, hastened by a deep recession that cost trillions of dollars in lost tax revenues and higher spending for safety net programs. Yet rarely has the political system seemed more polarized and less able to solve big problems that involve trust, tough choices, and little short-term gain. The main urgency for both parties seems to be about pinning the blame on each other before November's elections for deficits now averaging $1 trillion a year, the largest since World War II relative to the size of the economy," unquote. With no one in Washington willing to tackle these problems head-on, you have only one choice: take action on your own. Anyway, a very bleak, stormy fiscal picture heads on America's is very short, folks. We can't keep going this way. It becomes very, very obvious. What we have going on right now in Greece is certainly something everyone should be paying attention to, in my thinking. I think the situation we have with social chaos, they have a nationwide strike going on, is my understanding from reading articles, because the government has cut social spending and various programs out of necessity. You know, I think what we're headed for today in America is insolvency. I don't think there's any way around that. Now, we got a couple of callers on the line. I have to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. The phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I think it's important to discuss these things, folks, because the best thing you can do right now is get prepared for whatever is to come, to know what we're headed, to know that we're headed into a depression if we're not already in one. They're not calling it that, but I think we really are already in a depression. But it's going to get a lot worse. The name of the game, ladies and gentlemen, is taking this country down, undoing American sovereignty, bankrupting us so that they can bring us into the New World Order to do away with American sovereignty once and for all. The International Monetary Fund requires countries to undo their sovereignty as a condition of relieving their debt. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm Darren Weeks, and continue on here. Let's go to back to the phone lines and talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Now, as far as America being insolvent is concerned, you know what? I was watching a YouTube video yesterday, and I'm in fact trying to find it now. And this video shows how our soldiers treat the Iraqis in Iraq, and it's unbelievable. Language I can't even use on the program. Now, where's this going? Very simple. When the foreign troops come into this country, imagine how they're going to treat the American people. They're going to treat the American people worse than we're treating the Iraqis. Now, if you look back at the Depression, we never had foreign troops in this country during the Depression. We're going to have foreign troops now. Plus, this incident that happened at the IRS building in Texas, you know what that's going to do? That's going to chill free speech. Anybody that says anything about the government is going to be labeled a teabagger, a Klansman, a right-wing radical. Keep your mouth shut, or else you are one of them, and you deserve to be put into a concentration camp.
That's my concern.
This is the conditioning that people are being put under with this kind of stuff. I don't know whether the guy was a Manchurian candidate or whether you were just a low nut, sick and tired of getting screwed. I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter because the effects are the same, and this stuff is being engineered. And the next event on the calendar, mark my words, is going to be a false flag attack or even a real attack. When that happens, you better hold on to your hats. And what you're talking about, the country's not buying our bonds, that is a sign that we are totally screwed. Totally.
Well, we're certainly a bankrupt country. We have been for many years. Now, I want to say one thing before I forget, too, because I meant to mention this earlier when I was talking about the situation with the Austin plane crash. We have a video up on the website right now, and it is a YouTube video where an eyewitness was being interviewed. It's a live interview. It was at the scene, and she pointed out that the fire crews were already on the scene before the plane ever hit.
Wow.
The way she said it was they happened to be in the area doing something. So the fire department and hazmat crews were on the scenes before the plane ever hit. Now, that could have been a coincidence, you know, but we know that with many of these false flag operations, the authorities arrived, just like with 9/11, the continuing coverage of FEMA, where Dan Rather was interviewing the guy from FEMA's search and rescue team. We have the audio where Tom Kennedy was the guy's name. He said that we arrived Monday night for an exercise. They had an exercise planned for Tuesday morning, and they said we went into action on Tuesday morning. So they arrived the night before, and then they went into action as soon as the event happened. So I just wanted to throw that out there because, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
These people could have been dispatched to the scene for just something completely unrelated. It might have been just completely innocent, but, you know, false flag operations, this seems to be a pattern, and we take note of these patterns.
And you know what, like science, you always study the patterns. Also, too, the Homer Simpsons who are not privy to this kind of stuff, they're going to go, we have all these blinking bugs in this country. We have the Muslim bugs with the towels on their head. We have these crazy kook Christian right-wing teabag extremists. Get rid of all these bugs, because they're bugging me. And guess what? The U.N. troops will say, gladly, and they'll enter into your house, kick you out, evict you, and you'll have foreigners staying in your house while you're in a concentration camp, because it's a war on terror, you see, while they're laughing and drinking your beer. I thank you for having me on the show, and have a great day.
All right. Hey, God bless. Thanks a lot for the call there, Jeff. Let's move on. By the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have Melody in Colorado back. Melody.
Thanks. I wanted to bring this up prior to this, but when you brought up the progressive nature of what's going on, and that essentially what you're bringing out is that we're under attack on all fronts of our lives. And I ran across an article that had something to do with them wanting to destroy a portion of chemical weapons. The government plans to explode them in Colorado and Kentucky. To neutralize the chemicals would take too long, so they want to blow them up only to disperse them into the air like mustard and nerve gas.
Oh, man. Doesn't that make you feel better?
And the reason why I wanted to bring that up also is what that does, it will either... if it doesn't affect you directly, it can set you up with an immune system reaction and or set you up for secondary infections as well, for pathogens and that sort. Or it could be part of that binary thing. It might even be tied in with the flu. Who knows? But it certainly is questionable, and I have to wonder if this hasn't been going on all along and that this was just a way for them to get rid of a larger portion of them.
Well, we know depopulation programs are a major component, you know, of the overall agenda.
Okay,
and,
well, thanks.
God bless you, Melody.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I can't get past the depleted uranium use in Iraq and Afghanistan and these various places. You know, this is fine dust that lodges in the lungs, radioactive dust, and it's being swept across the globe by trade winds, folks. We could be breathing it very, very soon if we're not already. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. And by the way, I want to announce this. I don't do this enough and because I tend to forget. RBN is having a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen, and anyone who wants to donate, you're certainly encouraged to keep the network going. They need your support. It costs a lot of money to run a network and do it well, and this network is very well organized. They have a lot of phone lines. They have an operator there. They have salaries to pay. So in order to keep all this going, folks, satellite time, air time on the satellite is very expensive. I can tell you that because I've worked in television for many years. So I kind of have an idea what satellite time costs. So anyway, your support for the network is very much appreciated. I know we're in times where people can't afford to give a whole lot in many respects, but maybe you found yourself blessed and you want to share that. Do something for your country. And certainly RBN is here to serve America and to get the truth out. The number is 800-724-2719. During business hours, that's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, be 11 to 5 Eastern. Anyway, after hours, they can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate online there. Also, they have RBN business cards that are available. They're $8 per 100. These are very useful at getting the word out about the network to people. You can leave them places. Highly encourage you to do that. A lot of church folks leave Bible tracts in various places. Well, you can have the same concept, same idea in mind. We need to be evangelists of all the truth. And certainly, a lot of church people don't acknowledge the information that we share here on this network. It needs to get out far and wide. So those RBN business cards with all the information about how you can listen to the network, $8 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. All that's available. If you go to, once again, you can call during business hours, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. During business hours, that's once again Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Or you can go at any time to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Need to keep the free speech outlets going. We need more free speech because certainly the controlled media is not doing the job at getting the information out to the public. Anyway, you can call in, folks, if you'd like to call into the show, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Texas and talk to Janan. Janan, good morning.
Good morning. Just a couple of random comments, as usual, about mm-hmm. the plane crash here in Austin. I tend to kind of, I mean, obviously we don't have the facts and we're never going to have all the detailed facts. And, you know, I kind of tend to take it at face value. I know how the IRS operates, and they can be vicious and brutal. They can make a person crazy, make them want to commit suicide, and they have, I believe, several times in the past. So I'm kind of taking it at face value like that. But like you say, there's quite a few little things that kind of indicate maybe it could be a false flag. One thing that kind of set me off like that was that the man, Mr. Stack, was driving his own plane, and he kept his own plane in Georgetown, Texas, which is just north of Austin, real close. He kept his plane at a hangar in a private airport there, and he went there and flew it into North Austin building. And it seems to me that if Mr. Stack was already in a lot of trouble with the IRS, you know, and they were really on his case, so to speak, and after him, that they would have already impounded that plane or somehow kept him from going and using his plane. And I just find that a little odd. But that's all I have to say about that. Another thing that I wanted to mention was that there was a Supreme Court decision a few days ago. It's called the Citizens United case versus the Federal Elections Commission. Mm-hmm. And in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court said that the Citizens United, which is a conservative advocacy group, but it is a corporation. Anyway, the Citizens United group won, and they said their rights to free speech were violated in not being able to have a video on TV right before an election that, you know, put down Hillary Clinton. And anyway, this conservative advocacy corporation won in a 5-4 decision. So now, contrary to what the McCain-Feingold bill, you know, said, that these corporations are going to be able to give donations directly to elections. I mean, that the whole,
yeah.
I know the left wing is always real concerned about this, but really, patriotic Americans on all places should be worried about corporations giving money to elections. Anyway, I don't know. It's probably something that deserves a little more discussion maybe sometime in the future. It's rather important.
This is one of the things you mentioned, that the left wing is always concerned about corporations' influence. This is a perfect example of why this left-right paradigm needs to be done away with. People need to rise above that and get their heads away from these dialectical divides and realize that there is no capitalism versus communism or socialism. The debate is set for us, in other words.
Exactly.
We don't want to go too far in any direction, because either direction we go, it leads to ultimate complete control of us in one way or the other. You know, on the one hand, you got the capitalism. You go take that to where you empower corporations to the point where they can do anything. You have fascism in that direction, and then you go too much to statism and the control of the state over private corporations and over our entire life, over the economy. That certainly isn't any good. That's failed everywhere it's ever been tried. So, I mean, you know, this is the problem. People need to rise above these dialectical arguments and to realize that we have to watch out from going too far in any one direction.
Absolutely. So perfectly said. I mean, all of our public discussions on all these big issues are set up for us. It's
mm-hmm.
a frame-up. I mean, you know, which this side versus that side, and what this side is and what that side is, it's all a big corral, you know,
mm-hmm.
To limit our thinking. But anyway, one last thing I'd like to mention is, when Mr. Chapman comes on today, or maybe at a future time when you have a guest speaking about the economy,
mm-hmm.
there's a story on the front page of RBN right now, and it's about a study done by the Pew Foundation that all but four states, their public pension funds are $1 trillion shortfall. And this is really, really important. And when people are real concerned about their 401ks and their retirement, if they're on retirement or they're paying into a public pension fund, you know, in their job, Mr. Chapman or somebody, I'd like to know, I mean, like the retirement system that I'm under, it's a public thing in Texas, it's lost $40 billion in the last 4 years because they got the governor appointed an investment officer that decided to start investing the fund in hedge funds and derivatives, and now everything's going south. But I just wonder how much more south, you know, my retirement fund is going to go. There's still all these investments they have on the books at full book value, but they're really worth nothing. And I don't know. I don't quite understand it all, but I know it's something that hits home to your listeners.
Yeah.
When you talk about stealing somebody's house or stealing their Social Security or stealing their retirement check, it's real important and interesting. So that's all I have. God bless you, Ed Darren. Bye-bye.
Hey, God bless you. I really appreciate it, Janon. And that is a concern. I'm glad she brought that up. That's one thing that we'll certainly have to ask Bob Chapman about, because I've been reading that there's something like $15 trillion tied up in private investment accounts for retirement accounts in this country. And at a time when our country is more and more in the hole, I mean, we're buried in debt. We're buried in debt. This is why people who are in mainstream society, they keep saying that, oh, you know, well, the economy will come back. It'll come back. Folks, there's no way it can come back with the out-of-control deficit spending, the insane debt. I mean, just insane. And Washington showing no signs, hardly of even recognizing that there's a problem. Now, they've been just recently started to recognize a little bit in words. But where are the actions, ladies and gentlemen? Where are the actions? Where are the reforms? You know, as I see it, income taxes are going to be raised massively at some point. We certainly know that inflation is going to be a massive problem in the near future. I don't see how it, there's no way it can't happen, folks, on the present course that we're on. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Hello, Darren.
Hello. Are you on the air?
Okay. Well, I don't know if you had the opportunity yet to read this Stacks, this page letter. I haven't myself, but I heard a caller at a local radio station yesterday, Darren.
Now, you're referring to the plane crash there in Austin, Texas,
I think,
right?
His name was Stack or Slack. Yes, the plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that called into a talk program, the host was passing this man off as a total idiot and, you know, a radical and a loser, and we're not even going to justify any of his actions by reading the letter. And the caller called in there, and he said, look, the guy's letter was more well-written than most of the editorials at the New York Times or the Washington Post or any other newspaper. He said the guy's not stupid. He's not an idiot. If we want to get to the truth, then can we overlook the fact that he may have gone off his rocker or whatever term you want to put it at, and at least see what the information is that he brings forward, see if there's any truth or justification or anything that we can learn from seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came out very plainly and said, no, we're not. I don't care how much truth is in it. We're not going to give him any credence. So to me, Darren, you know, truth is a hard thing to look at. Yes, we all do things that are incorrect and improper and are hurtful. This guy had no business flying a plane into the second building, the second floor of that building. But I'm like Melody. And by the way, Melody, good morning. I lost your email and your phone number. Anyway, where I was going with it is that I found it very interesting. I think this guy had succumbed to the prodding and poking and programming the IRS and the others that had been on his back. Apparently for years, knew what happened. He was a perfect one to help initiate someone taking action so that they can further tighten the chains, put the noose around the necks of free Americans. And I know that sounds a little far out, but I believe it.
No, I don't think it sounds far out at all.
A man with a conscience will turn from violence at every opportunity up to the point where you make him feel like he has no choice. It's like a horse. It's fight or flight. They will run from a fight until you got them backed in a corner, and then they're going to kick the snot out of you, and they're going for your head. And that's what this guy did. He, you know, can you imagine, Darren, every time you happen to gain some success or what you believe to be success, and knowing that the federal government and the IRS have absolutely no right to steal your life. And that's what income tax is, folks. They're stealing your life. That at some point, many of us may be capable. And that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think it needs to be stressed, you know, with the current movement that we have going on here in the U.S. already. We've covered some of this in the past, some of it on last week's show quite extensively, about this movement among the patriot community to have national strikes, to bring traffic to a halt in major cities during rush hour, to do everything they can to disrupt society, and even to the point of maybe even committing violent acts to try to shut down government, to force these people to listen to us. You know, folks, We have to use our head, and what this guy did, whether he was a mind control victim or whether he was just a frustrated patriot, we have to use our head about this is not the way to solve our problems. And I don't know if he was an RBN listener, but I know there's a lot of people out there like him. We're all like-minded, with regard to our disdain for the Internal Revenue Service and the totalitarian tactics that the government has done to collect these Marxist taxes. But we have to use our head. We have to be sensible about our solutions. And there are ways that we can get around these problems. There are ways that we can solve these problems that haven't been exploited yet.
Well, listen, up to this point, Darren, Napolitano, with her loose, stupid-speaking lips, and if she's listening, yes, I'm talking about you, Janet Napolitano, up until this point, it's simply been an accusation or innuendo that a patriot, someone who believes in God, believes in their ability and their right, God-given right, to defend themselves.
Okay, hold it right there, John. We got to take a break. I'll hold you over, and then we'll have Bob Chapman at the top of the hour. Folks, stay with us as Govern American continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. If you'd like to call into the show, we have John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
All right, very quickly. Up until now, it's been Janet Napolitano talking garbage out the wrong end of her body. But if you, as a patriot, or me as a patriot, or anyone that's listening, allows someone in that community to cause you to follow them blindly. They've got a plan, folks, but they won't tell you what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that opposition can be controlled, and if the Patriot Movement, for all the good that they've done and are doing, you can rest assured that people have come in as sheep and wolves in sheep's clothing, and that there's people involved in the movement that are going to cause you to go along blindly to let this hammer come down and provoke something. And I know this for a fact. I know anyone that's heard me on RBN, I'm a former weapons mechanic. They've got bigger hammers. And guns and rockets or whatever people may have are nothing compared to what they can bring down on you. They can make you wish you were never born, folks. So don't go blindly. If they won't tell you what the plan is, don't be the mouse that's following some Pied Piper. And that's the only way I know to put it.
Well, I would even go further than that and say, be careful of getting involved with groups. You know, we need to explore our individual solutions. You know, unless you know a person or a group of people very, very well, be very, very careful about getting involved with them. Because, folks, we have to be smart. We have to be wise because traps are being set. I firmly believe that. I really believe traps are being set for us today basically cast a wide net to get everybody in so they can start rounding people up.
Darren, you cannot win a spiritual battle with physical weapons. It cannot be done. And this is a spiritual battle, folks. And with physical weapons, you don't stand a chance when they let loose what they can let loose, whether it's a physical attack, whether it's some kind, and I believe that there's something to this digital conversion, that when they flip the switch, and you're going to say John in Tennessee is a nutcase, but when they flip the switch, the majority of people that have got the dumbed-down mentality that they've trained them with for the last 40-some years in public education and television programming, when they flip the switch, people are going to believe things to be that are not. And that's just the fact.
You hear the TV radio going there, John.
Okay. What I'm saying is that when this stuff happens, people are not going to be able to believe anything that they see. You know, we've all heard, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. The day is coming, folks, when you're going to have to know personally who you can trust, and then you're going to have to be very cautious. You're not going to be able to believe your eyes when they flip the switch.
Thanks for the call there, John. God bless you.
You too.
We have Larry in Arkansas. We'll take you after the break, Larry, so hang with us. And then we'll bring up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. He's coming up in the next hour, so stay with us, folks. We're going to talk a little more about the financial condition of our country. I don't think we can talk about that enough. It's very dire. And maybe we'll get into what you can maybe do about it here in the next hour. Stay with us as Govern America continues, third hour, straight ahead.
With recent